into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site for you. Now, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Obviously, we bring stuff to the table to discuss. This evening in the studio with you, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Mark, you're going to share with us here a little bit the story about an Iraq veteran who's been arrested on terrorism charges. And this sounds like it ties in with this whole theme that we've had, unfortunately, over the last couple weeks with veterans, military veterans, recent military veterans being targeted by government, the federal government and local governments for speaking out on Facebook and, having guns. We've had two guys. We had Brandon Robb.
We call this guy a veteran, but he's actually a member of the National Guard.
So he's active.
Yeah.
What you're saying. We've seen these veterans being targeted for some sort of enforcement by the federal government and local and state governments as well. And so it sounds like this ties right into it. Do you have that story handy?
Yeah, sure. You ready?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. From RT.com. This one is
the only place to get real news about what's going on in America.
No, I don't know that that's necessarily true. There's plenty of places you can go, but
they seem to have consistently good coverage of some of the bad, bad things this government is doing.
Yeah, I'd be really interested in what they had to say about Pussy Riot, though. They are a government Russian government-funded organization.
Good point.
They are what they are, and right. I think that it's worth pointing out. I mean,
you got to know what you're getting into.
You got to look at these stories. You can corroborate the evidence. If you decide to dismiss them because based solely upon where one gets evidence, we deal with all kinds of stories from alternet.com on up to worldnetdaily.com.
So, keeping in mind that they are the BBC of Russia, what do you got?
U.S. veteran is facing charges of terrorism after being arrested for trying to get some exercise. That's William Alomar's story, who was detained this week after jogging in full military fatigues in public while carrying a training rifle. Authorities have charged 23-year-old National Guard, the 23-year-old National Guardsman with an Iraq War veteran, William Everett Alomar, with committing a terroristic act and wearing body armor while committing a felony offense. This is serious business.
No kidding.
This isn't jaywalking.
This isn't a little to the mental hospital.
No. This is serious business.
Wow. In a terrorist act to have a gun while you're running somewhere?
Scared people. They were terrorized.
I see.
He was arrested on the morning of August the 20th after officers responded to calls of an armed man running along a road adjacent to a Martinsburg, West Virginia high school. When the cops found Alomar 3 minutes...
Oh, it's even worse, of course, that he was nearby a school, right?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the story, right? When cops found Alomar 3 minutes later, he was wearing his full National Guard getup and was brandishing a airsoft training rifle, a gun that, while similar in its, to his actual weapon, only fires pellets, not
bullets.
That's
what I was going to ask. When I heard the term training rifle, I thought, it doesn't sound like a real gun.
Yeah. I thought it was just one of these things that one uses for band practice for the majorettes. Are they, by the way, committing a terrorist act? They're in uniform,
they're flipping
around
guns.
He was also garbed in a ballistic vest composed of bullet-resistant ceramic panels and was equipped with two knives and several unloaded magazines, the Herald Mail reports.
Now, I have never been in the military, thankfully, but this sounds a lot like what they might do maybe as a morning routine, right?
You're putting on your garb. Supposed to train the way you fight.
Right.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, you put on your full regalia and you go out and you do your training exercise.
He's a National Guardsman. This guy is supposed to stay in shape. He's supposed to be there protecting and defending or whatever. Are you telling me you can stay in shape by running one weekend every 6 weeks?
No.
No.
Is it 1 month? Once a month? Once every 6 weeks?
Something like that.
And running with a rifle at port arms, which I'm guessing is what he was doing, where he's got the weapon in front of him, holding onto it with both hands, maybe singing a jaunty tune to the world while he's running, is very difficult. It's much more difficult than just running and having your arms free to swing along. So that's valuable training
for
him.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Primary concern for the police department was the subject's proximity to area schools, Martinsburg High School, South Middle.
It was a school day.
He was first located off Bulldog Boulevard. Martinsburg police Lieutenant George Stotward said in his reports. After spotting Alomar, authorities ordered him to the ground and seized his weapons. He was initially held on a $50,000 cash bond. For the family of the vet, it seemed like a bit too much. It's not a terrorist. It's not a bad kid, suspect's father. Stephen Alomar said to the Herald Mail Facebook group, support William Alomar has been started to help the veteran as he prepares to fight his charges. Several of the users who have joined the group have made comparisons between Alomar and Brandon Robb, the retired U.S. Marine who had been detained. Yeah.
All within a couple weeks. I mean, these guys were all arrested and or detained or harassed or raided within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, this is really just sort of nutty. I mean, you know, here's the National Guardsman. The idea is this person supposed to stay in shape in order to fight the wars and protect and serve the American public. But if he gets too close to a high school with a pellet gun, we're going to have to charge him with. I mean, this isn't just some kind of minor offense, people. This is a major deal. Committing a terroristic act and wearing body armor while committing a felony offense. This man could go to prison for decades.
I missed a detail. Where is this taking place?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. So in West Virginia, is it illegal for, let's say, your son Jack, who's 4 years old?
Yeah.
Is it illegal, let's say, when he turns 16, because generally, like, pellet guns and things like that typically are legal for 16-year-olds. Is it illegal for a 16-year-old to walk down the street holding a pellet gun?
I wouldn't be able to speak to this. Now, when I was
in West Virginia,
I don't know.
New York City,
how
probably
would I know
illegal.
That? But the I had a pellet gun when I was a BB gun when I was at least 12 years old.
Yeah.
My friend and I would be in suburban neighborhoods.
Right in Florida.
Right in Florida, in Bayshore Gardens. You know where I'm talking about. We're not talking about wandering around in the woods here.
Right.
We're talking about houses with lots.
You're running around chasing after each other, right?
With BB guns, shooting lizards and dragonflies with them.
That's fun stuff as a kid.
Absolutely.
You did that stuff, right, Johnny Ray?
Yes.
Shooting lizards.
I remember once I was walking up the street with a friend of mine, and we had a couple of BB guns, and there was this bird. This is a gruesome story. I'm not going to tell
it. It's always gruesome, you know. But this is the kind of thing that I did, you know, more than once as a kid.
If you're really lucky, you find a snake, and you shoot at that, too.
Right? Indeed. Things that move are more interesting than things that don't.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, we weren't allowed to shoot at birds. That would have been a real problem.
Right. Hopefully you grow out of it and you don't turn into a serial killer.
Right. But they make such a big deal about serial killers doing these things. And serial killers, I guess, suppose, torture the animals more than they find animals with hair more so. But, I'd say that it's definitely a coming of age thing for young men to have killed off a few little living critters.
Probably, yeah.
But in this case, it just seems nutty to me that they would go after this guy for this particular act. I mean, you're talking about decades worth of incarceration here.
This is horrifying.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't even know what to say about it. It's nutty.
Some dirty snitch in his neighborhood, or more than one of them, called the police on this guy, and they are the ones who are responsible for putting the gears in motion on this. Of course, the police are responsible for, you know, actually taking this seriously and acting as though in any way, shape, or form this was terrorism.
So now we were talking. You and I know a local talk show host here who's in our age bracket, in my age bracket.
The morning show guy?
Yeah, the morning show guy. And he was talking about when he was young, he would walk down Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire with a rifle over his shoulder.
You probably can do that today.
Maybe you can. I don't know.
You say Anarcho Jesse?
Yeah, I was there when it was pretty early in the morning, so there probably weren't enough people around to call in a complaint. But when Anarcho Jesse was living here, and he no longer does, but when he was living here, he did a gardening event out in Central Square, right in the heart of downtown Keene, and he was going to illegally plant a garden basically on public property to kind of make a statement. At the time, there was a co-op that was being funded by the state, and it was kind of a protest against that.
Now, this is what the diggers dig back in the 1600s to protest the king's land and the bishop's land.
Well, along with him, along with the seeds and the hoe that he brought out there to do the gardening work, he also brought a rifle. a real rifle, not some pellet gun or whatever, like an actual 22 or something.
It's probably a shotgun.
No, it was a rifle. I handled it because I was the one who ended up taking it home with me after they arrested him. Because they actually did not want to even deal with the rifle. They actually asked me if I could take the rifle away from the scene.
They just arrested him for digging.
Yeah, New Hampshire is so much better than the rest of the world.
No doubt. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,669.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,710.85, $855.42 for a half ounce, or $427.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,710.85, $855.42, and $427.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We give you a lot of features on the site, and we give them to you for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by LegalZoom.
Yeah, that's right. You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Whether it's a patent or a will or a trademark or a living trust, whatever kind of common legal document that you need incorporating a business, they can empower you and protect you in that way. So if you need to make, say, a will, I went to LegalZoom.com, I made a will, and you know, they gave me a discount. They give you a discount here with coupon code FTL, and it was fast and easy. I recommend it if you've got a family, you need a will. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we continue here. Johnny Ray has been sharing with us a story about a military guy who... wait, was it you, Mark? You were sharing.
Yeah, it was Mark. Try to stick with
us. Mark, you were sharing a story about a military guy who's actually active in the Guard who was running in a neighborhood nearby a school.
Just doing military stuff.
In his military gear with a training rifle, which is not an actual firearm, but an airsoft training rifle, mm-hmm. which resembles a firearm.
Except for the big red thing on the end of it.
Do the airsofts have those?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because otherwise people get getting shot. Those airsofts are, you know, they look a lot like a weapon.
Right. So somebody got freaked out. They called the police. Police responded, and this man has been charged with felony terrorism charges.
That's correct. And wearing body armor while committing a felony. So the felony terrorism charges and the wearing of the body armor.
And the terrorizing amounted to him running with an airsoft rifle while in military.
Their claim is it's too close to a school, but it's not like this is a part of the law at all. The law just basically, I mean, they're just using the law in the way that they feel like using it. Committing a terrorist act, you know, running with in military fatigues while in the military, practicing what one is taught to practice in the military. I mean, none of this makes any... This just seems crazy to me. I mean, you know, I'm no big proponent of the military. All you have to do is listen to this radio program to know that. But I am a bigger proponent of truth and justice. And this doesn't sound anything like justice. This guy is a member of the National Guard, active. Once a month he goes out and probably does things just like this. He wants to stay in shape. He probably takes his physical shape very seriously, which is probably what you want from your soldiers.
You'd think, yeah.
And so I just don't get it. The police say, hey, KB Boy ran too close to the high school, and we got to charge him.
You know when they're going after their own people.
They're eating
people,
their own.
Right. You know that hopefully that means that we're close to the end of this crazy government idea that we've been dealing with for our whole lives and for generations. But it's certainly evidence that you certainly aren't safe. I mean, if they're going to go after their own people, they'll certainly have no problem destroying your family and your lifestyle.
I mean, this guy's family, this is a $50,000 bond, which, mind you, from everything we've read on this program, is really, really generous. So this family has to come up with $5,000. Yeah, this doesn't seem like much, but I want you to step down for a second. It's not like people who are enlisted persons in the military are generally considered to be very well off.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like right now for your family to spend, and this is spend, this, you don't get this $5,000 back, to spend $5,000 or to put up $50,000 in collateral in order to get your son out of prison so that he can then fight these terroristic charges and then wearing two felonies for nothing.
That could ruin ruin families, many families. Money breaks up families, money problems.
Absolutely. And also, here on Free Talk Live, we are constantly, constantly berated for being too hard on the police. Well, please, all you cop lovers out there, tell me that the cops haven't lost their GD minds charging this vet. He's not a vet. He's an active, they call him a vet. He's an Iraq war vet. Mm. So he was over there fighting for our freedoms.
So he's been there, and now he's in the Guard.
He's in the Guard.
Was he there as a Guard member?
I don't believe so. That was my I couldn't answer that question. I don't know. He's is currently a National Guard, Army National Guardsman, an Iraq War veteran. That's the claim. So, you know, here you go. You've got the veteran, National Guardsman being arrested by the police for being too close to the school. Who's right? Who's wrong, people? Let me know. Because here on Free Talk Live, we are constantly berated for being anti-cop.
I'm not anti-cop.
I'm not anti-cop either. That's what we're berated for.
Right.
We try to do is we try to bring to light government abuses. And sadly, cops are the interface that most people have with the government.
They're most frequently the abusing hand of the state.
So you may not agree with most of the stories that we've got, but call in now. Call in now and call out Free Talk Live.
If you think the cops were right in this case, I would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Do you think the police should have done what they did in this case, charged this man with a felony count of terrorism? What's the exact charge? Do you happen to have that handy?
Terroristic
threatening with a weapon or something like that? Or
committing a terroristic act wearing body armor while committing a felony offense.
And the terroristic act supposedly was running down the street with an airsoft rifle? Really?
Yeah, I can scarcely believe this is happening. Maybe he slept with the wrong man's wife.
It's completely speculative and in the realm of conspiracy theory, but I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know. To me, what this is just police following orders. We're told that there are just a few bad apples in the bunch, but
where are the good ones?
Where's the good one? Where's the guy who said, I swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, and you, Lieutenant, who is giving this order, have become an enemy domestic. I demand that you stand down. Put down your weapon, Lieutenant. Put it down! I mean, where is this guy?
Yeah.
Where is this brave police officer? Because, I mean, they didn't go after this guy with one cop. They're not defending one lowly patrolman for this.
And don't forget, anytime the police make a choice like this, let's say it was a sergeant and a lieutenant or whoever and some patrolman that were involved in this arrest, you still have the administrators up the line who could look at this and say, what the hell were you guys
thinking?
People
are out of your mind.
Our insurance policy is, you know, not going to handle this.
No, it's all cover your butt. All cover your butt. I mean, you want to believe that that the people are out there making the hard decisions a la Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. There are walls in this world, and we have men, and we don't need men in this wall. You might find what I do disgusting, but you can't handle the truth. You think you got guys like, you don't. You got a bunch of butt coverers.
There's no I in team Mark.
right.
The individual is nothing. The individual is the one.
The individual is the one who swore the oath to the Constitution. And those people, every last one of them that didn't stand up for this individual, they're the ones who are wrong.
They dropped the ball.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're the ones that deserve incarceration.
Right. Where are all the oath keepers at? 1-855-453.
I want to know what the oath keepers would have actually done in this circumstance.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Those features, by the way, include news updates. You can get signed up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter and or Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for any one of those options, all of them completely free. Now, the email version of our updates is just the most important news about Free Talk Live. Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get questions during the show. Sometimes we'll post some show prep content that we're talking about as we're talking about it.
But Hootsuite's down.
Hootsuite is our tool that we normally use to post simultaneously on both sites. It is down at the moment, which might mean, Mark, that we'll have to post, we'll actually have to take the time to post it both places. So
it's back up.
It's back, thank goodness. So we've been a little slow on the posting tonight, but we will get back on it here now that they're back. And you can follow all that stuff over at news.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know about BitInstant.com. If you are interested in Bitcoins, you've got to get some, right? Because Bitcoins are changing the world.
they're already, the process has already begun. The amazing things that Bitcoins can allow us to do without the permission of governments, without the permission of corporations, we've just scratched the surface. You can learn more about Bitcoins over at weusecoins.org. But when you're ready to get some Bitcoins, visit bitinstant.com. Bitcoins make it possible for you to send and receive payments to anyone, anywhere in the world, as long as they have an internet connection. And actually, they don't even have to be on the internet at the time you send them. You can send them to them with their Bitcoin address, and they can get on the internet in a month, and they'll still have their Bitcoins. So Bitcoins are amazing, and you can get them over at bitinstant.com. All right, 855-450-FREE. Let's go right back into your phone calls. Mike is listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hello?
Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, my name is Mike. How you guys doing?
Mike. Hey, good, Mike.
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, well, I'm here in Portsmouth, and the conversation you guys have recently been having about the National Guard guy who was picked up by the cops for running with his fake weapon reminded me of a story that happened here in Portsmouth about a year ago, I believe, correctly. Apparently, there was a guy who went out to a shooting range. He parked his car in off-street parking here in downtown Portsmouth. And instead of leaving his guns in his car, he decided to walk them back to his apartment. And he walked by a school. Some mother or somebody, parked by the side of the road to pick up their kid, got a little bit freaked out because they saw a guy walking around with a gun, and they called the police. And I remember driving through town that day, and there were SWAT teams.
There was
such a heavy police presence here in Portsmouth that it just kind of reminded me about, what you guys are talking about now.
It must have been somebody from Massachusetts who made that phone call.
It was a mother and a child, so, I mean, sounds like a local.
Well, no, yeah. But lots of locals in Portsmouth are from Massachusetts. You know what I mean? Oh. They move up, they cross the border from Massachusetts.
You're just making some kind
of... I am totally speculating based on, the fact that people from Massachusetts are more likely, in my opinion, to do something like that.
Yeah,
they come from a very restrictive gun culture down there. You can't have a gun in Massachusetts.
But I'm also living in Portsmouth, and I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the, the politics here in our fine liberal city here.
I'm not. Portsmouth might as well be half a world away.
It's rather liberal over in Portsmouth.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate because sometimes I feel like I'm the lone libertarian.
I don't think that's true. There's a whole group of Free State Project participants that are living out there.
There might be a dozen.
Yeah, there might be.
No, I'm pretty sure there's more than that. I'd say there's probably at least a dozen families out
in
there.
Portsmouth.
No,
you're talking about the seacoast.
The seacoast. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have like a Liberty meetup group here
right. That
meets biweekly in Portsmouth and in Dover, but our numbers are quite small. But getting back to this whole thing with the guy carrying the gun around, I remember driving through town because I work in town during the day, so I was driving through town and I saw men with machine guns. I saw guys on rooftops. It got really, really bad here for a while, all due to the fact that just some normal guy like you or me or anybody else listening to your show right now was just walking down the street with his gun, going back to his apartment, and somebody freaked the F out and decided to, pretty much call in an army.
But they didn't do anything to him because it's not, I mean, in here in New Hampshire, that's not against the law what he did, right? They just freaked out.
Well, no, they freaked out. If I remember correctly, I'm not 100% sure exactly what happened with this story, but I know he was questioned by the cops. He might have been picked up, read the Riot Act, and, yeah, he was eventually let go. But it was, it caused quite a stir here.
It's often a chilling effect is what they try to create with when it comes to weapons in New Hampshire, but they can't,
Well, the Free Staters should have gone out, and the Liberty activists should have gone out and done an open carry litter pickup or something like that after that as a response.
Yeah, what was weird was, I talk to a lot of people here in town and just having, simple conversations with folks that I talk to on a regular basis, they all thought it was a good thing.
That the police responded like that?
Yeah, that's what kind of scared me because I think this was after the whole bus scare. Do you guys remember that where there was a bus, the supposed terrorist on the bus here?
I don't recall that. No,
no.
Oh, you guys don't recall that either.
Where was this at? Where you live or somewhere else?
Yeah, this was in Portsmouth. This was in Portsmouth too. Like this is maybe two.
We don't get over there much.
Yeah, I wish there was more of us up here or down here, I should say. But
I'm surprised by this. I mean, this is New Hampshire. Where are all these people coming from? They can't be New Hampshire natives. It's shocking to me that that they would behave in this way. I mean,
different regions have the different personalities.
Keene is supposed to be the most liberal area of New Hampshire.
It is a liberal place in the woods where hunting's the surrounding neighborhoods have a big hunting
culture.
So it's
more urban there in Portsmouth, you got that urban mindset.
Yeah, Portsmouth is just crazy. Like, you drive around town, there's all these No More War bumper stickers with the Obama sticker right next to it. Like, there's a serious disconnect going on right now in this town, which I don't know if anybody else from New Hampshire is out here listening to my call, but we need more folks down here.
No doubt. Well, we need more folks all across New Hampshire. And and Mike, thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate your call. In fact, I got an update from Carla Garrick, who is the president of the Free State Project. They had a Free State Project outreach event, or a table, I guess, at the recent Ron Paul celebrations over the weekend in the Tampa Bay area, the Paul Fest. And they also had some level of presence at the Ron Paul speaking engagement on Sunday. I know they were there with their Free State Project t-shirts on, probably like 8 to 10 people. And they said that apparently the FSP booth at the Paul Fest was by far the most popular booth of the entire festival. And I don't know, how you'd make that determination, but that's what they said.
They had a good placement, as I heard.
127 new signers is what they acquired over the weekend. That's pretty decent.
Plus there's more.
There's more, because one of your guys from Free State Now was on
at
the
least
scene.
One.
And so he might have gotten a bunch more, and who knows?
Dozens
you haven't heard,
of more, probably.
You haven't heard yet, right?
Right.
So at least 127, maybe 150, who knows? 39 newsletter subscriptions and friends. They sold some money in merchandising, getting some t-shirts out there, stuff like that. Carla, the president of the Free State Project, got to speak to the audience on Friday. They had an outreach in the VIP lounge with such luminaries as Lou Rockwell and Walter Block. They had a laser that was displaying Free State Project-related message.
I know where that came from.
On a wall. And more than 5,000 flyers were handed out at the Sun Dome. So on Sunday, so they had the Paul Fest on Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, there was a huge event at the Sun Dome, which allegedly was sold out. 11,000 seats sold out for folks to watch Ron Paul speak. They handed out 5,000 flyers at that event.
Crazy.
And several interviews were given by Free State Project ambassadors, including to PBS, Washington Post, Harper's, and Reason.tv, as well as live coverage received on C-SPAN. So some highlights from the Free State Project's successful outreach in Tampa over the weekend. If what you're hearing on the air here is exciting to you, the idea of like-minded, liberty-oriented people getting together in the same place, you should do something about it. Take the time to learn about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, and then get signed up and get here as soon as possible, because there are a lot of challenges here, but together we can actually make a dent and we can do something for liberty. freestateproject.org. There's more coming up. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-7 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. We give them away. Go and download as many as you like over at freetalklive.com. Just click and they're yours. Got the last 7 days worth right at the top of the page. And then if you want more, you can go into our archive section, or you can also get them from our SoundCloud page. Look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link. And once you go to the SoundCloud page, you can just click Share on any episode you like, and you can easily share it to your Facebook page, your Twitter, WordPress blog, wherever it is you like to share things with your friends. So once again, freetalklive.com. Grab some archives. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, what are you waiting for? You can see it for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a feature-length documentary about our very own Derek J, who, as I understand it, will be joining us as a co-host this Friday night with Michelle Seven. So he'll be sitting in for the evening because he's actually in town for a few weeks. And there's kind of an exciting event coming up here that's only going to be happening in Keene. Although I guess if somebody else wanted to do it in their local area, they could. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree will be premiering in real life at an actual movie theater. So that's going to be a lot of fun for those of you in the region. You might want to consider coming out for it just because it'll be cool to see Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, this kind of online video phenomenon, in actual real life in a movie theater, hopefully full of people.
So where does one go to see it online?
You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com.
I see.
And you may watch it in HD via YouTube there, or you can download, if you're into torrents, you can get the torrent version through that website as well. So once again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Last time I looked, it had over 17,000 views, and that's in about a month's time. It's been almost a month.
Got a lot of links on Google.
Since we released it. It's good to know. So victimlesscrimespree.com. Check that out as we go right back into your phone calls, your thoughts. Let's go to Vince in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hello, Ian.
and Mark and everybody. Yes. I wanted to say, when you talk about this gentleman here in West Virginia being arrested, this is one of the things I keep saying. The rule of law doesn't exist anymore.
No, absolutely not. And you're talking about the man who was arrested for jogging with an airsoft rifle while being a member of the National Guard.
A pellet rifle. Yep. I own a deer rifle. And I don't walk around other than on my property, but
in some places it's legal to walk around with a rifle. Here in New Hampshire, if you want to strap a rifle to your back, that's completely legal. Now, they might get you for brandishing if you actually have it in your hands, which in theory could have been something they arrested him for in this case, but that wasn't what they charged him with.
Wasn't the charge. Brandishing wouldn't be, you know, maybe
wouldn't
it
be
a felony. I don't know.
I don't think brandishing would be a felony. You know, in a threatening manner towards somebody, maybe that would
be
a felony.
You probably have to brandish a real weapon, though, and this wasn't a real
maybe.
Weapon.
Good point.
I was wondering where a real weapon is, just a pellet gun. But, you know, but there are other things that go on. You know, I mean, I was watching this thing on television with the nominating of this Mitt Romney. And, you know, I watched the New Jersey delegation. You know, and they're not going to prosecute John Corzine.
Now, that was the governor. Was that the governor of New Jersey who was caught speeding with a no seatbelt on?
But the big thing was MF Global, where they stole about $1.5 billion from customers.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, they protect each other.
They certainly do. So I haven't heard. Is it a done deal? Was there like a final vote total on the nomination process? Did anybody hear about that?
There was like 2,000 votes. But they never could mention Ron Paul's name.
Thanks for the update, Vince. Appreciate the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had heard that they weren't even going to televise the voting process.
They changed the date so that they wouldn't have to televise the process.
That was the claim, but then they changed the date of the convention, didn't they, to start on Tuesday as opposed to Monday?
Yeah, that was true.
So I wonder, I mean, Vince sounded like he was watching it on TV. I wonder if that was like a C-SPAN coverage or if it was the other networks that were supposed to be covering it. Like, what's the detail there? What are we missing something from that discussion about who was supposed to be covering this on TV? And
well, as I understand, it's a lot of FUD. You know, they're just, you know, things
fear,
are just flying,
uncertainty, and
doubt. Things just flying all over the place, and who knows what's going on. And, you know, that's not the way that you make people comfortable about your nomination. I mean, people are aware that the Ron Paul revolution went on. I think that it's ludicrous to try to imagine that you're going to make a convention where the Ron Paul people are all, you know, that all delegates are going to vote for Romney, whatever. Just let them vote the way they vote, and it comes out. It was a close selection there for a little while. It was a horse race. And I don't see any problem with a certain amount of delegates going in different directions. Why does that minimize this particular candidate?
I think it only makes the Republican National Convention that much less of a story. How many orders of magnitude more fun and educational and exciting is Paul Fest than the Republican National Convention?
Way more fun.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that that lots of Republican types get off on that, and maybe that's just something that I cannot relate to, but I feel like the Paul Fest is...
You need conflict for a story, and this isn't, you know, I'm sorry, the Republican National Convention isn't much of a story.
So, all right, so just to get the information on this, I went to dailypaul.com. It's kind of like the go-to site for all things Ron Paul related. Mm-hmm. And scroll down here, they've got the video compilation, video of the Nevada delegate naming the six states who nominate Ron Paul at the RNC. And at the bottom of the video here, they've got the lower third with information in it. They've got the total of the amount of votes thus far for the characters. Romney is listed as 1,086. Others is listed as 110. So the final delegate vote count, that was just a screenshot from midway through. The final count, 2,061 votes for Mitt Romney, 190 for Ron Paul, abstain 18, Rick Santorum 9, and the rest got one vote. Buddy Romer, John Huntsman, Michelle Bachman.
So why does it, you know, one vote for John Huntsman in any way shake Romney's hold on this? I mean, it's so silly. Why did they have to make, because to me, The Republican National Convention showed itself to be a bunch of shills today and not worthy of any kind of, you know, this all along in the last couple of weeks. You know, not worthy of any of my time or energy. Why couldn't they have just let the Ron Paul people go and do whatever they were going to do? It's obvious there weren't enough of them, so they nominate Ron Paul. So he gets 300 votes. So what?
I guess they feel like there's, my theory is that they feel there's some strength in appearing to be monolithic.
Yeah, and unanimity, but I don't see why. You know, it's obvious that there was a primary. It's obvious people ran against Romney. Are the Americans so stupid they forgot about the primaries that went on earlier this year?
So, yeah, I guess they think they're pretty stupid because that's why they put others as the vote total when they were totaling up the votes on television here. When the majority, the super, super majority of all those others' votes went to Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul looks like he got about 8 or 9% of the total votes, 190, Mitt Romney over 2,000. And the next closest was Rick Santorum with 9. So, I mean, they clearly are trying to paper over Ron Paul, clearly trying to make it look like he's a nobody and that, oh, it was clearly Mitt Romney far and away. And it was Mitt Romney far and away. But then again, they've got all these scam rules that basically got in the way and they, you know, they tried to. They pulled out all the stops to stop the Ron Paul people from having as much influence as they possibly could at this event.
Yeah, I'm unimpressed.
Mark, they can take over the Republican Party, right, from the inside.
I think that they could have an effect. I really do.
Yeah.
You take over the Republican Party, I think they can have an effect. Hmm. You know, the Republican Party is already...
We'll see how that works out in another 8 years.
Yeah, we'll see.
So let us know.
I'm not hanging my hat on it, man.
Thank
I'm ready
goodness.
To read the country. You know? I mean, let's get out of here.
Vince, can I just change the subject completely?
Yeah.
Vince, last call, was talking about the West Virginia man who was arrested for running with an airsoft rifle, and he was charged with felony counts of terrorism and such. And he brought up the rule of law.
And how it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I don't think the rule of law is at all a good thing to aspire to. I think that for one thing, that if you want laws to be able to contend with an ever-changing world, they necessarily have to be broad. What I'm getting at is I think that we will always have rule of man.
Hmm.
Man is always going to be more powerful than laws, and we shouldn't pretend that the world runs any other way.
Yeah. I mean, just take a look at Charlie Rangel and the U.S. House censuring him. Would they have censored you if you didn't pay your taxes? They'd have thrown your butt in jail.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. The third hour of the program is coming up, 1-855-450-3733. The latest from North Korea. Johnny Ray is going to share that. Coming up here in hour number three, you can also take control and bring up anything that's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.